Passport to Romance. Mutual presents Mitzi Green and Larry Brooks, stars from two current Broadway musicals in the new radio musical play, Passport to Romance. A half-hour cruise with a cargo of love and laughter and song. From the show Billion Dollar Baby, here is Mitzi Green.
This is Mitzi Green, whom you'll hear as Nancy Sparks, manicurist on board the SS Harmonia. Nancy took that job because she wants a chance to sing for the band leader on the boat. She expected trouble, but she didn't expect to fall in love. She did, though, with a steward. And I'd like you to meet him. He's played by Larry Brooks, the hero of Song of Norway. Larry?
Hi, everybody. My name for the next half hour is Chuck Piper. And Chuck is stewarding because he wants a singing job, too. There's a third singer on board named Carol Meadows. She's helping him get a trial with a band leader, and this isn't making Nancy any too happy. But gosh, how could he know when he met Miss Meadows that Nancy was also interested in singing? So there's a situation to be cleared up. To find out what happens, come along with us on this half-hour holiday as Mutual presents Mitzi Green as Nancy Sparks.
And Larry Brooks as Chuck Piper.
In
Passport to Romance.
Ready now. Our cruise ship is waiting and our story is impatient to begin. The scene, the SS Harmonia, almost 5 days at sea. The place, the top deck in the morning sunshine as Chuck leans easily against the rail. Oh, and wherever friend Chuck is, it is reasonably safe to assume that there is music. And if there's music around, you can bet that he is singing it.
Something inside of me started a symphony. Zing went the strings of my heart. 'Twas like a breath of spring. I heard a robin sing about a nest set apart. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony. Zing went the strings of my heart. Your eyes made sky seem blue again. What else could I do again but keep repeating through again? I love you, love you. I still recall the thrill. I guess I always will. I hope 'twill never depart. Dear, with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine. Zing went the strings of my heart. Your eyes made sky seem blue again. What else could I do again but keep repeating through again? I love you, love you. I still recall the thrill. I guess I always will. I hope 'twill never depart. Dear, with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine. Sing went the strings of my heart.
Piper!
Uh-oh, Chief Stewart. Oh, what can I say I was doing?
Piper!
Yes, Chief?
Busy, as usual, I see.
Well, just observing the weather, Chief. Lots of people like to know what kind of day it is.
Piper, what were you in civilian life?
A soldier, sir.
Huh?
That is, before I was a steward, I was in the Army.
And before that?
Oh, I just lived in a small town, worked in the garage. First-rate garage, too.
The garage's gain is our loss.
Thank you, Chief. Oh, see what you mean.
Have you noticed that large obstruction ahead across the ship's course?
Oh, yes, sir.
That's the island of Bermuda. We are making port.
Oh. Oh, glad to hear it, sir.
And your passengers may require your services. So, Piper!
Yes, Chief?
On your way!
Yes, Chief.
But, Bertie, listen.
No, Nancy, you listen to me. Maybe I'm only a salad girl and you're a manicurist, but you listen to me.
But, Bertie, how do you know that Tuba will even agree to help me?
Tuba plays the harp in Glenwood's band, doesn't he? And you want a job with Glenwood. And I'm your roommate, and Tuba likes me. A perfect circle.
A vicious circle.
Oh, don't be so downhearted.
I'm not. I'll try for a singing job with Glenwood, if only to show Chuck Piper that
here,
I know
here's
that...
the band rehearsal room.
Come in. Oh, gee, Hello, Bertie. That is, good morning.
Howdy do, Tuba. You know my roommate, Nancy.
Oh, sure. Hiya, Nancy.
Hello, Tuba. Look, none of this was my idea.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I already heard you sing, but I'd love to hear you again.
Besides, Nancy can use the practice, and you can tell her what song she ought to sing for Glenwood.
Sure.
Tuba, do you really think you can help me get an audition?
Well, you know how he hates singers, but Bertie says I gotta try to, that is, I'd love to try. Now, what do you want to sing, Nancy? I'll play for you on the harp.
Well, let's see. Do you think he'd go for something like onesie twosie?
Oh, sure, sure.
Okay. Onesie twosie, I'll kiss you, zee. Twosie threesie, you kiss me, zee. Threesie foursie, kiss some more, zee. Let's start counting higher. Foursie fivesie, let's get livesie. Fivesie sixie, hug me quicksie. Sixie sevensie, this is heavensie. My heart's on a flyer. Keep the numbers going till the song is done. Love will keep on growing and we'll have lots of fun. Sevensie, eightsie, you're my datesie. Eightsie, ninesie, ain't this finesie. Ninesie, tensie, start againsie. Onesie, twosie, I love you-sie.
Oh, that's very good, Nancy.
Or do you think he'd prefer something like, say, Hildegard?
Well, let's try it and see.
All right. Onesie, twosie, I'll kiss you-sie. Twosie, threesie, you kiss me-sie. Threesie, foursie, kiss some more-sie. Let's start counting higher. Ah, just a continental sous-song. All right, Tuba, here we go again. Ready now? Foursie, fivesie, let's get livesie. Fivesie, sixie, hug me quicksie. Sevensie, eightsie, this is heavensie. My heart's on a flyer. Not bad, not bad for a girl without a voice. I made a joke. Well, Juba.
Swell, girlie. Now, have you got any other specialties?
Well, maybe Glenwood would like something delicate and quaint, like Betty Hutton. Keep the numbers going till the song is done. Love will keep on growing and we'll have lots of fun. 70, 80, you're my datesy. 80, 90, ain't this finesy. 90, 10-sy, start againsy. Onesie, twosie, I love you-sy. Yes, yes, yes. Onesie, twosie, I love you-sy.
Oh, Nancy, that was just terrific.
I'd applaud, too, but I'm finishing the arpeggio.
Oh, I hope I stand a chance. After all, Chuck is after the same job.
Yes, and that's
after the same job.
Yes, and that Carol Meadows is helping him.
The girl who used to sing with Glenwood, why, that ain't helping Chuck any. Glenwood hates Carol Meadows even worse than most singers.
Oh, no. The real trouble is that Chuck's the fondest boy I'm of.
Gosh, if we could only get rid of that Meadows female, then she wouldn't be bothering Chuck, and you would have a better chance with Glenwood.
The first foggy night, I volunteered to throw that Meadows dame overboard.
That's a thought, Tuba. Yeah. Oh, not throwing her overboard, I mean getting rid of her. Oh. After all, we'll soon be in port.
Yes, but only for a few hours.
But that's long enough. Tuba, you say Glenwood would like to get her off the boat, too?
He will do anything, even homicide.
Well, then if you like this idea of mine, you tell it to him. Then maybe if he likes it, too, we can get rid of her and all of us will be right back.
But, boss, Mr. Glenwood, it's a very swell idea.
An idea in your noggin? Since when?
Since a manicure girl put it there. She's got a scheme we could get rid of, Meadows.
Yes? What's it to her?
Well, you see, the manicure girl's boyfriend is the steward that Meadows has hooked up with, the one Meadows trying to form a double act with.
Well, if the manicure girl has plans to ditch Meadows, give her my blessing. But I don't want any...
Oh, boss, won't you please listen? This is a very swell idea.
Well, go on, explain. Maybe you can convince...
Come in, Chuck.
Good morning, Miss Meadows. You sent for me?
I sure did, to congratulate you.
Oh, thanks. What did I do?
You made good. You impressed Glenwood when you sang for him yesterday.
But he didn't even listen.
He must have, because he wants to hear you again.
Really? Sorry, didn't mean to shout like that.
He wants to hear both of us. He just sent word for us to meet him on shore right after the boat docks.
On shore? Why can't we sing for him here?
Well, he doesn't want anyone to know he's hiring singers. You know how he hates to be bothered.
Oh, yeah, of course. That must be it.
Told you if you stuck to me, you'd get places.
Oh, sure, sure. Oh, by the way, you don't think he'd be interested in three singers, do you?
Who's the third?
Well, I know a girl with a good voice.
You've got a girl with a good voice. Me. Now you'd better tend to business. How's your throat today?
All right, I guess.
Better warm up a little. Pick a record over there and put it on the phonograph.
Okay, what'll I sing?
Well, what do you see there that you like?
Here Comes Heaven Again. That's a smooth tune.
Good enough. Give it a twirl.
All aboard.
Here comes heaven again. Get that angel face. You don't need a halo or wing. You can do such fabulous things. With eyes that lull me to dreams, lips that say when. You walk by and everybody starts to sigh, here comes heaven again. With eyes that love me to dreams, lips that say when. You walk by and everybody starts to sigh, here comes heaven.
Do I sound all right today?
Even better than yesterday, Chuck. Meet me on the pier 20 minutes after we dock. We'll have to move fast. We'll only be here a few hours.
Right. And you're sure you don't want to bring the other girl I mentioned?
I am positive. Just us two, you understand?
Yeah. I only hope the other girl does.
I'm riding a private rainbow, sailing around the sun, having laughs, having fun. You made the wind and rain go. What a deal. Wrapping your love around me, nestling in the night. This is real, this is right. Millions of dreams surround me. What a deal.
Well, good morning, miss. What are you doing?
Oh, just a second. I want to finish this chorus. As only I can be. Then in a twinkling, you were sprinkling moonlight on me. Now even the stars are spinning. Funny how your embrace makes my heart start to race. Heaven is just beginning. What a deal. I was lonely, as only I can be. Then in a twinkling, you were sprinkling moonlight on me. Now even the stars are spinning. It's funny how your embrace makes my heart start to race. Heaven is just beginning. Baby, what a deal. Now, what did you ask me?
Oh, sorry to interrupt. I'm Metcalf, Snips the barber's assistant. Snips just wanted you to know that you're free today. He's closing the shop for the day while we're in port.
He is?
Oh, yes. Snip says anyone who wants a shave or a manicure can get it on shore. Besides, he wouldn't think of depriving you of a chance to see the town.
You know, for a barber, Snips is...
Yes?
An awful cute little shaver. But it's especially sweet of him to give me the day off today.
Oh, why, miss?
Saves me the trouble of asking for it. So long, Metcalf. We're getting into port, and I've got work to do.
Gee, what a beautiful island.
If only we didn't have to take this horse-drawn jalopy, why didn't you get a cab?
Oh, there are hardly any motor cars at all in Bermuda. Are we going far, Miss Meadows?
To the Colonial Arcade, wherever that is. Glenwood's hired a room there for us to sing in.
Boy, at last. The only band leader in the world who hates music, and he's actually asked to hear me.
And me.
Oh, of course. I wouldn't have even gotten the chance if it weren't for you, Miss Meadows.
Call me Carol. It's going to be so nice being back with Glenwood again and working with you, Chuck. Can you think of anything nicer?
Well, I could just wish that Nancy
would... What?
I said I just never dared to fancy it would ever happen.
Oh. Driver, you sure you know where the Colonial Arcade is?
Yes.
Well, hurry.
Yes.
Well, here you are.
Hello, Guy.
Hello, Mr. Glenwood.
Stop grinning as if this were a pleasant occasion. I'm hearing you two only because maybe I need singers for business reasons. But don't forget...
I know, you still hate music.
Irrevocably. I'll take you one at a time, then together. I know your voice better, Meadows, so I'll listen to the boy first.
You'd know him, too, if you hadn't run out on him yesterday. This time you sit where we can see you.
Don't worry, I won't run out this time.
Come over here to the piano, Chuck. I'll play for you.
Right. What would you like to hear me sing, Mr. Glenwood?
Like, Junior? You might as well ask which gun I'd like to be shot with. Choose your own weapon.
Okay, I'll try Full Moon and Empty Arms.
Yes, I know that one. All right, Chuck, give...
Full moon and empty arms. The moon is there for us to share, but where are you? A night like this could weave a memory, and every kiss could start a dream for two. Full moon and empty arms. Tonight I'll use the magic moon to wish upon. And next full moon, if my one wish comes true, my empty arms will be filled. Full moon and empty arms. Tonight I'll use the magic moon to wish upon. And next full moon, if my one wish comes true, my empty arms.
Well, Guy, what do you think of that?
If a man has to sing, okay.
Can you... Do you think you can use me, Mr. Glenwood?
You are selling yourselves as a double act, no?
Yes, sir.
Then I will hear the other half of the act before committing myself.
You know what I sound like. I used to work for you.
I never buy a cat in a bag.
What?
Matter of fact, you sound a little hoarse. Better take a drink of water or something.
My throat is a little dusty from the drive.
Well, across the hall there in that room, you can get a drink.
Right. Back in five.
Gee, Mr. Glenwood, I'm sure excited. A chance with Guy Glenwood and his Glenwood guys is what I...
Quiet, Junior. I'm listening for something.
What could you possibly be listening?
Ah, there it is.
Why, that's the whistle of the harmonia. The signal to return to the ship.
Right, Buster. And now, if Tuba hasn't bungled the job...
Boss. The deed is dead. Done, I mean.
Never mind the grammar. Is she locked up?
Snug as a carol in the meadows.
Who's this fellow in the black beard?
Oh, I guess I can take this off now. It cost me $2, boss. There. Tuba!
Tuba, are you sure she didn't recognize you?
No, boss. I had these clothes on and this beard, and I didn't speak a word. I just locked the door behind me.
Well, then, let's get going. They've already blown the warning whistle to get back to the boat. Come on.
But how about Miss Meadows? We can't go.
She will be delayed. She has fallen in love with Bermuda and has decided to remain.
Yeah, love at first sight. Couldn't resist it.
She wants a job. I got her a job. I know the band leader at the hotel here, and he's promised to hire her.
Well, but I still don't understand.
Tuba, has she got all her luggage?
Yes, boss. The manicure girl tended to that.
Manicure? You mean Nancy's in on this, too?
Come on, Junior. We've got to get back.
Well, let's get Miss Meadows. She can't
Junior,
stay
Junior, you come with us now. That is, if you ever want to sing for me.
I've already done that.
No, you haven't, Junior. I sat there and smiled, but I felt no pain at all.
Boss, do the earplugs work okay?
Earplugs? Were you wearing earplugs while I sang?
Yes, Buster, and I didn't hear a note. It was wonderful. Now, let's go.
But goodness, Nancy, how did you ever do it?
It was simple, Bertie. Tuba sold Glenwood my idea of inviting her to sing for him on shore. He asked Chuck, too, just to make it look legitimate. Then the minute they left the ship, I phoned the purser and told them that I was Miss Dale.
Dale? Oh, that's the phony name Meadows was using.
Uh-huh. I told them I'd changed my mind about the cruise and I was leaving the ship here. Would they please put my baggage ashore?
And they believed you were Miss Dale?
Oh, I just picked up the phone and said, "Listen, purser, I've had enough of this tired old tub. This is where I get off. Put my baggage ashore in 1 hour, or I'll come down there and rearrange your office."
And they did it?
Not only that, but they sent a porter with the refund of the rest of her fare. I said Miss Dale had asked me to take care of her things, and I sent them to the Colonial Arcade, that's all. Elementary, eh, Watson?
And now Carol Meadows is locked up on shore.
Until the boat sails. And if I know that vulture, she's hollering her head off.
Let me out. Let me out of here. Hey, somebody, cut the comedy and let me out. I'll miss the boat. There's been a mistake. Hey, Guy. Hey, Chuck. Hey, you with the big black beard. Let me out of here.
Now we're rid of her, and everything is clear for you and Chuck.
Maybe. I don't know. Tuba says Chuck found out I was mixed up in this, and he isn't too happy about it. I'll have to square myself with him.
Well, at least he can't get very far away from you when we're at sea, and we're pulling out right now.
S.O.F. Look alive, man! Look alive!
Piper?
Yes, Chief?
What's wrong with you?
What's the matter, Chief? I'm working. You can see for yourself that...
Precisely why I ask what's wrong. You're working. You're not singing. You're not up on deck holding that manicurist's hands.
No, Chief.
Again, I repeat, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing, Chief. Listen, if you've got any little jobs you want me to do, I'd be very happy to do them.
You stagger me, Piper. As a matter of fact, I have an assignment. The Airways clipper brought a few new passengers who joined the ship at Bermuda. I wish you'd see whether they need anything.
Okay, Chief. Where are they?
On A deck.
Right. Tend to it at once.
Anxious to work. There's something wrong with him. Hope he isn't seriously ill.
Chief! Oh, Chiefie!
Ah, sure, Sheila Femme. Which on this boat means the woman will track you down.
But Chief!
Yes?
Have you seen Chuck? Chuck Piper?
I have. As a matter of fact, I just dispatched him on an errand.
Oh, where, Chiefie?
To deck E.
Way down there? Well, I guess I can find him. Thanks, Chiefie.
Oh, should I have told her the truth? No. My first duty is running my staff efficiently. Besides, it's a poor love story that can't afford one villain.
Hey, girly, hey, where are you rushing?
Oh, hello, Tuba. Have you seen Chuck?
Well, yes, no. Oh,
that's great. That helps a lot. I've been down to E deck and all around the
boat.
Well,
I saw him. He told me where he was going, but I promised I wouldn't tell.
Oh, I see.
So, of course, I can't give you any hint where he might be.
What?
Where he might be.
Huh?
Yes, sir, that's my
B. B Deck, our old meeting place.
Remember, I didn't tell you that.
Oh, thanks for not telling me, Tuba. You're sweet. Here. Goodbye for now.
Oh, boy, will I smack that harp tonight. Oops.
Hello, Chuck.
How do you do?
Ooh, cold out tonight. I've been looking for you all day.
Really?
You're mad at me, huh?
Not at all. The matter's entirely slipped my mind.
But not far, if I'm any judge. Look, Chuck, I know it looks as if
it looks exactly like what it was. You're afraid Carol Meadows would get me a job with Glenwood, so you helped to ditch her.
Oh, you poor yap. I wasn't nearly as interested in the job as... Well, will you believe me if Meadows tells it to you herself?
What do you mean?
Here. I found her diary in her stateroom. Read this page for yourself.
Once I'm back with the band, I'll ease this Piper guy out the window. Holy smokes, she... Wow! What a fiend she was.
That's an insult to a lot of nice fiends.
Nancy. Nancy, darling. Can you... Will you ever...
Yes, I can, and I will. Matter of fact, I came here prepared to.
To what?
Forgive you. On one condition. You hear that song Glenwood's playing?
Uh-huh.
Sing it to me.
With pleasure.
It's wonderful. It's marvelous. You should care. Awful nice paradise. It's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. It's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me.
You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous.
Wonderful,
marvelous, that you should care for me.
Nancy, darling. I'm sorry I was such a fool.
Well, that's all right. I'm a fool, too. About you.
Nancy, and everything's going to be all right from now on.
Yes. Nothing can come between us now.
Oh, Nancy, dear, it's so wonderful.
Chuck, that man coming towards us in the dark, he looks familiar.
Really? Maybe he's one of your customers.
Chuck, do you know whether we took on any new passengers at Bermuda?
Sure, the chief said a few of the airplane passengers came aboard.
Oh.
What's the matter, dear?
It's Ira Plummett. Darling, you won't be mad at me. You'll still love me.
Of course, Nancy. Why?
That man coming towards us. Sweetheart, he's my fiancé.
Pal Nancy is in trouble again. It's always a little difficult for a pair of sweethearts when the fiancé of one of them turns up. But there's a simple way to find out what happens. Join us next week for another complete adventure of Nancy and Chuck.
For laughter and song and a story of love, be with us at the same time and the same station when the deep whistle of the SS Harmonia tells you we've brought you once more your Passport to Romance. Passport to Romance stars Mitzi Green as Nancy Sparks and Larry Brooks as Chuck Piper. The entire production is written and directed by Stanley Kaufman and is heard over most of these stations at the same time each week. Music conducted by Sylvan Levin, Don Frederick speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.